One quick one for the road, but before we do, thanks a lot to everybody for listening tonight, and thanks a lot to CILU for keeping us on, as long as they have, letting us do what we do. It's our pleasure, not theirs. Here's the Teen Idols, and I Drink Milk, taking you out for another episode of the Monday Night Generator. See you next week. Till then.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Mountain of empty. game. You're tuned in to the Monday Nightcap here on CILU 102.7. And that first one there was brought to you by the Foo Fighters. It's the second time we've ever played them on our show, and we've been going for over a year, and definitely one of mine and Brett's favorites. And I really like that new tune by them. They played it on Saturday Night Live this weekend, and it's called Shame Shame. I really like that. It's almost like a new sound for them. I mean, they've done so many albums that you could hardly consider anything they've done a new sound, but it's a little bit of a slow burner as opposed to the straight up rockers that they usually introduce their albums with. And their new album is coming out in February, and it's called Medicine at Midnight.
Yeah, we're gonna have a little bit of a delay back and forth between me and Connor here, just as he's back in Sioux Lookout or in that kind of area working. But yeah, Foo Fighters. I didn't manage to catch SNL last night, but I know that they also perform Times Like These, which is just a classic favorite of mine. And Dave Chappelle actually hosted SNL, and he hosted SNL 4 years ago when Trump was elected, and he was like, hey guys, let's give Trump a chance, you know, and he was like super cool about it. And I really want to watch this last week's episode of SNL just because he's obviously host again, and he's commenting on the putting out of the metaphorical garbage fire we were talking about last episode there. But yeah, wow, politics, Biden, crazy. That was a long drawn out process I feel like it was taking over my day to day. Like, I just kept looking to see what's going, even now with I don't have Twitter, but like I've been jumping on to like look at whatever Trump might say. Like, I'm waiting to hear from him. Like, he just seems like just like this sad, angry dude. Like, his his kids have to tell him, like, Dad, hey, stop. Like, you gotta admit you're not
slow down anymore. Chill,
and it's not happening. Right? Yeah, it's something else. But we're not gonna talk all about politics this episode here. We've been playing a whole bunch of older tunes over the past week.
Yeah, but it's good to give Joe Biden a good old congratulations.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully he'll. Well, the bar was set pretty low for him to do a better job than Trump.
Yeah,
I think, so.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, congrats, Joe Biden. There. Yeah, as I was saying, we've been playing a lot of older tunes mainly because I've had to like quickly throw different pieces of the show together, but this week it's chock-a-block full of new stuff. We've got a trio of new tunes coming up for you right now, actually, and then we're going to start this one off with the new one from Petite League. This is Greyhound on CILU 102.7.
Oh, we met on a cross-country bus, rest stop lit by your cigarette at dusk. Might have met you on a cross-country bus, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Greyhound to hell. I'm coming back to you on a greyhound to hell. We'll be right back. greyhound home. I'm coming back to you on a greyhound home. I'm coming back to you on a greyhound home. I'm coming back to you.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Nightcap on CILU 102.7. You just heard the new one from the band Casino. That was Quarantine Song. Before that, we had the new one from Superchunk. That was There's a Ghost off their EP, There's a Ghost / Alice. And we opened this one up with the new one from Petite League. That was Greyhound. So yeah, look at that, trio of new songs. You know, getting back to the whole, like, trying to bring you guys that new music vibe. That band Casino, for any of you that might know the band North, the 90s band North Star, obviously from Alabama there, I had never heard of them. But, yeah, this is formed of the remnants of that band there, that when they broke up, the main two vocalists there formed this this new band Casino. And I'd never heard of them before, but... of course, what else is going to be kind of trending but songs about quarantine? So, yeah, no, neat tune there.
Yeah, and I'm always looking forward to new Superchunk, and definitely good to hear new music by a song, artist that we usually play in the classics section of our show. I know we usually like to end the show off with something from the 90s, and we ended the show off with Precision Auto from 1992 by Superchunk. And Superchunk is a band that kind of took a break in the 2000s to focus on running their record label, and they signed artists such as Spoon and Arcade Fire, and really brought their record label and the careers of those artists to new heights. And then in 2010, they re-entered the indie rock game and come out with three albums since, and now this kind of Halloween-themed single, which came out just right before Halloween. So, yeah, really enjoy... hearing new stuff from them, and
not just that, they also released, like, I think it was like 8 albums worth of old like stuff that they re-recorded live just recently too.
Yeah, the Clambake sessions, and I'm a huge Superchunk fan, but I still haven't worked my way through all of those. I've listened to all the studio albums, but what a band that just has so many B-sides and live versions of their songs, and such prolific artists and songwriters, and definitely a band that any indie band could aspire to be like.
Yeah, I know it's probably too early to say that Christmas is coming up, and I don't want to say that, but instead of the whole, like, listening to Christmas music over the break, I can't wait to just, like, sit down and actually spend some time listening to all these new albums that have been coming out that we've been playing. I normally only get to play a track or two of them at a time, just real busy, and can't focus when I'm listening to good tunes. I just want to bop along. But yeah, up next we got another trio of new songs, and we're gonna start this four new songs actually, but we're gonna bring this in with the new Peach Kelly Pop. This is Sing and Pretty on CILU 102.7.
Smiling. is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk in Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. Before the break there, you heard the new one from Bass Drum of Death. That was Too Cold to Handle. And they're a band from Oxford, Mississippi. I'm pretty sure it's Mississippi. If I'm wrong, call me out on it. Send us an email at themondaynightcap@gmail.com. I'm sure we'll get to it. It won't flood our inboxes. Before that, we had the new old one from Dead Soft. That's, of course, the acoustic version of Step Out. We opened that block with some Peach Kelly Pop, and then we followed up with the new Tiger Jaw with Cat's Cradle. So look at that. Seven new songs. Brand new songs. Might be brand new bands to you guys. But, yeah, good tunes. Good tunes all around.
Yeah, and I especially like that last one there by Bass Drum of Death. And I think the last album they released before this was in 2017 or 2018, I believe. But yeah, I think it was 2018. But it sounded a little bit too much like they were trying to be Royal Blood for me. The production was maybe a little too slick. So I'm glad to see they're back on their high-energy garage rock train and sounding raw like... Like, I feel they should. They're a band that works best when you kind of have that raw, unfiltered sound from them. And that's a good song. I really also enjoyed that Tiger's Jaw song. I've never heard of them, but going to have to give them a listen. Really like the vocals on that one.
Oh, yeah. Justin from the Roundup's a big fan of them. So found that out today as I was picking the tunes. You know, the guy's not a one-horse pony. He's got a lot of different tastes in music.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some big cross-show collaborations one day. You'll have to appear on the Roundup one day, and maybe we'll have to bring Justin back on the Nightcap. It wouldn't be his first rodeo with that.
No. I'd love that, actually. Honestly, I know it's not coming anytime soon, but the day we get back into the studio is going to be a glorious day, and I don't think I'm going to stop playing music. So... gotta say sorry to what comes up next after us there.
Retrospect, but, music.
Oh, I miss that. We don't get to hear that anymore. It's just cold cut, press and send. But anyways, I digress. We're coming up with the OBGMs. This is Move on the Monday Nightcap, CILU 102.7.
Just keep this. and plenty of noise. I got 20,000 silver coins. I got a beer and a couple of joints. Now I just want to hear more of Brian's voice. Play across the day, 7 days a week. The second greatest band in history. I saw you on the shelf at Sanity. You were looking hot as TNT. Took you home, you shook me all night long. I never knew that rock and roll could be so strong. Play across the day, 7 days a week. The second greatest band.
You're tuned in here live on the Monday Nightcap. Well, not actually live. We're recording this show the night before, but sometimes I like to think that we're recording live in the booth if I just close my eyes. That last one there, the new one from the chats with AC/DC CD, and it's a fun one, paying tribute to the second greatest band in history, according to them. And for that, we had one from the new Pup EP with Floodgates, and started that one off with Move On from the new OBGM's album, which just came out the day before Halloween. And gotta love the OBGM's, one of my favorite kind of emerging bands. And I actually only ever heard of them because Pup was kind of promoting them on their Instagram one day. And so thanks to Pup, now have another favorite band.
That's 11 brand new songs in a row. So, look, I feel like we often stick to one thing, but we cover all our bases, like full Canadian content episode or like bring it back to the 90s. We don't like to keep things spread out. We'll do like episodes devoted to one thing. So here's your fix for a while.
Yeah, and now that we've played you all the new stuff, we're going to transport you back to the 80s for this next block.
Yeah.
And one of the things I've been watching while I'm out here in Sioux Lookout at work camp is really got into the Talking Heads concert film Stop Making Sense. It's I really highly recommend it for anyone who's into concert films. It's actually kind of regarded as maybe one of the greatest of all time concert films. Such a great performance. They start by start with just David Byrne on the stage playing Psycho Killer acoustic, and then gradually bring out more and more band members until it's like this 9-piece ensemble with all of these amazing musicians, including the keyboardist from Parliament Funkadelic, among other great musicians. It's really fun to watch. The choreography is great, and David Byrne's dance moves are pretty much legendary in that one. And just like in a Stop Making Sense fashion, we're going to keep you in suspense by playing that one after two other songs from the 80s by The Cure. And then this first one here by New Order from their 1989 album Technique. This one's All the Way on CILU 102.7.
Happened yet? get in line. Nothing can come between us. Nothing gets you down. Nothing strikes your fancy. Nothing turns you on. You don't have to wait for more instructions. No one makes a monkey out of me. We'll lie on our backs, feet in air. That's the relaxation, rock it to my brain. Step into the magician. Pass it away.
Tuned in to the Monday Nightcap here on CILU 102.7, and what a fun song that last one was, Making Flippy Floppy, live in 1984 from the concert film Stop Making Sense by the Talking Heads. And what a great version of the song. I think usually on live albums, I don't find the versions of the songs are necessarily as great as the studio versions sometimes, but that's one concert film where all the songs are consistently even better than the already excellent studio albums that they've made. Before that, we had The Cure with Why Can't I Be You, and that one was from 1987, and we kicked that one off with New Order with All the Way.
Two things quick. I'm just going to throw this in. Connor just told me that Stop Making Sense is actually on YouTube and you can watch it for free. So I would go check that out if you guys want. It's HD quality too, which is super cool. And two, just quick shout out to Alex Trebek. You know, just passed away recently. Longtime host of Jeopardy. Got a start in radio in 1963 on CBC. So one of the greats.
Yes, big RIP goes out to him, and also from, well, depends on what you consider to be Northern Ontario, but it's from Northern Ontario if you consider Sudbury to be Northern Ontario.
Yeah, well, compared to all those other people.
I guess we're rapidly approaching the end of the episode here, and we're going to bring you back to the year 2001, I think, for this next one. Kind of all over the place here with the these last song selections here, but I'm gonna end this one off with some Saves the Day from their album In Reverie. This one's called Anywhere With You, and before we play that song, just want to say congrats on making it through that first day of the week. You're listening to CILU 102.7.